Who wants to start?
Tom, what makes Buffalo a scary team?
Well, I think they've always played us pretty well, pretty tough. I think this first game we played was a little bit of an indication of how their season's gone. I think they were in it early against us and playing really well, and I think we were just made a couple plays that distorted it. But they've been in every game. Lost a few games on some field goals, and they could very easily be 7-2. So they do a lot of things well. A bunch of weapons at all positions. Offensively, they're very explosive in the kicking game. And defensively, I remember watching that Dallas game and all those turnovers that Romo was throwing. They can make a bunch of plays. So, and playing in that environment, I'm sure we've never been up there in a night game, but it looked like it was a raucous type crowd. So. We got a lot to prepare for.
There's pressure to win, but how about the pressure of being undefeated? Is this such a thing of having pressure to keep undefeated?
I think the pressure is to win every time out. I think the pressure is to perform better than we performed the first 9 games of the season, because the challenge is each team now has that much more data on you, and we need to find ways to make improvements. And it was a good off week, and that we evaluated some things that we haven't done quite so well. And we're going to need to clean those things up, or else they'll come back in the end to really bite you.
Do you guys feel the difference having the national spotlight on you for all these weeks in a row?
It's been that way for 6 years. I mean, I think I'd rather be in this position than any other position. And it all comes down to how you play on Sundays. It all comes down to the way you practice and prepare, and then ultimately how you go out and execute. So I think there's pressure on for each player, some guys to make the team, some guys to get on the field, some guys playing for contracts, some guys are playing for some great individual awards, and we're all playing for the same team awards. So there's always pressure, but pressure to win, I mean, that's been in the NFL since I've been here.
Is there added pressure since the undefeated? I mean, it seems like it's nonstop, all over the airwaves, undefeated. Pressure for you guys?
I try to win every single time I take the field. Every time I try to win in backgammon, I try to win in cards, I try to win driving to the bubble when we practice in the bubble. I mean, if that's pressure, then, that's kind of competition and being an athlete. And if you don't want to be in that position, you may as well just, quit the game, because if it's too much that, hey, you're winning, and now all of a sudden there's pressure, then this probably isn't the right sport for you.
Were you surprised the way the first half of the season went going into the second half, that you are undefeated, that, you've got games ahead of you and opponents ahead of you and things to that nature,
Sure. I think every year you go in and you have expectations for yourself and for your team, and we've 9-0 and really playing the best offensively we played since I've been here. It's been exciting for this team to be in a lot of games. Really, the Indy game was the first time we were in a meaningful situation there in the fourth quarter. And I'm proud of the way we responded in those situations. And, I know that it's going to be the next 7 games are going to be have their own challenges. So starting with this week in Buffalo. And I hope we can perform the way we performed the first 9 games, going forward. But I know there's going to be different challenges, and I think this team does too. But as long as we, like I said, prepare and sometimes expect the unexpected, just because, every time we're out there, we seem like we're getting some different things. That's really what we got to be ready for.
Tom, you guys were the darlings a couple of years ago. People liked you all. Are you embracing that role of basically being the bad guys now? I hated team almost.
I think as you go along and as a professional athlete, you control what you can control, and you do the best you can do. And whether people like you or don't like you, it really doesn't affect your job or shouldn't, or the way you perform. And I know we got quite a few fans out there, because, I'm out there just as much as anybody else, and we get great support. And, it's just a matter of us, controlling our own feelings and the way we practice. And part of it's being mentally tough. Is, hey, just because people don't like you or boo you, then, that's their problem. That's their issue they got to deal with.
Does the criticism at all put any sort of chip on your shoulder, give you guys perhaps a mental advantage week in and week show?
I don't know. I've never experienced a whole lot of criticism. So, I mean, even with this team and the success we've had, I think it's been a lot worse in other places. And I guess, you know, criticism when you win doesn't feel as bad as when criticism when you lose. And I'm just glad we're winning.
Tom, do you think it's really more, not hate so much, it's envy what you have as a team?
I'm sure every team wants to be 9-0. Hell, I'd rather be 9-0 if I was 0-9. I mean, that's a big part of it. So if people are envious that we're winning games, then, you know, they can control that too and go out and play better. So, you know, we're trying to play the best we can play, and we're trying to win every time we take the field, trying to win every time we take the practice field. And, you know, it's a veteran group of players that understand that, and I think there's a reason why we have been 9-0, and I hope we continue to acknowledge those reasons and continue to play to those strengths that we've built up over 9 weeks.
Because you had so much success against the Bills last time around, do you assume they're going to make sweeping changes? And how do you prepare for adjustments that you don't know what they're going to be?
Yeah, I mean, I think every team puts together a game plan that they feel is the best way to attack you, just like they did the first game, just like Indianapolis did, just like Dallas did, just like we do on our offense. I mean, we go in each week, and our game plans will be very different against what we do this time than we did last time as well. So, you know, things that work, you always try to build on those. Things that don't work, you know, you put those in the back of the playbook for another team. But they're doing the same thing, and we got to prepare for you know, the things they did well, because that's probably stuff they want to go to, as well as other things that they've done throughout the rest of the course of the season that have worked for them. So there's some different wrinkles that they've shown and that we got to be prepared for, but I'm sure there's going to be other things that come up that we didn't have time to prepare for that we're going to have to adjust to on the field.
Tom, what does Dante Stallworth do so well?
What'd you say, Mike? That's a good one. What does he do well? I think he's a exceptional run after the catch type of athlete, and he's very fast and strong. He's elusive. You know, guys usually don't bring him down with one tackle. He's got very good hands, so it's just a matter of getting him the football in position where he can do things with it.